yoga is an internal practice, internal cultivation, and it's all happening in our own mind. We are observing our own mind. Observe what is happening in our mind and learn how to not attach to our own mind. Be the witness or the observer of this mind and not being disturbed or affected by whatever the mind and the body is experiencing at this present moment now. Not being affected or disturbed by the perception of the mind through the senses, not being disturbed by what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch, and what we think. Remain equanimous and at peace. This is the real yoga practice. It is happening every moment in our heart, in our life, whether we are awake, doing something, or not doing anything, or whether we are asleep, we still have this awareness, self-awareness, that we know we are not this body, we are not this mind, we are not the thoughts, the feelings, and the sensations. We are not being determined by what we see, hear, smell, taste, touch, and think. To know who we really are is the meaning of our yoga practice. To know the truth of ourself is the meaning of yoga practice. And the physical health, physical strength and flexibility, and the momentary good feeling and peacefulness that come from all the yoga exercises, they are the side effect of the practice. They are not the goal of our practice. But before we are able to know the truth of ourselves, of who we really are, and to know the truth of everything, we need to purify the mind. It is because of the mind is not pure, being disturbed by lots of impurities. And these impurities is ignorance. These impurities is egoism, selfishness, anger, hatred, jealousy, greed, discontentment, disappointment, fear, worry, agitation, depression, excitement, irritation, frustration, anxiety, craving, aversion. And yoga practice, all these exercises that we are going to do, the breathing exercise, the concentration exercise, the meditation, study and understanding of the teaching of yoga, the philosophy, karma yoga, selfless service, and bhakti yoga, devotional path, all the chanting and prayers. All this practice are there to help us to purify the mind, to remove all the impurities and ignorance, to calm down the mind, to slow down the mind, and to still the mind. When the mind is free from impurities, when the mind is calm and still, this mind is like a tool for us to reflect on the truth of everything, including our own self, who we really are. By knowing the truth of things, by knowing the truth of who we really are, all doubts, all ignorance, all fear and worry disappear. Peacefulness is there. And peacefulness is always there all the time. But when we are being disturbed by the impurities and the ignorance, we think we are not peaceful. We are disconnected with this peacefulness that is within us all the time. It never disappears. This peacefulness never become more. Doesn't mean that if you do some exercise, oh, you feel more peaceful now. No, it will never become more. And it will never decrease, never become less. Doesn't mean that now you're in a very disturbed environment, you're being disturbed by this and that, and the peacefulness has become less. No. The true peacefulness is not more, not less, it's always there. But when we are being disturbed by our own mind, and our own mind is being disturbed by all the names and forms that it perceives through the senses, having a lot of thoughts, a lot of desires, a lot of likes and dislikes, a lot of craving and aversions, a lot of fear and worry, all these things. And we are disconnected with our true self, our true nature, which is this peacefulness. We are temporarily being disconnected, that's why we are not at peace. But when all these impurities are removed, when we know how to not attach to our own mind, then no matter what is the condition of our body that we are experiencing now, no matter what is the condition of our mind, whether it is agitated, whether it is depressed, whether it is very calm and peaceful, and no matter what is the condition of our life, that all the experience that we encounter in our life, and no matter what is the condition of the world that we are living in, no matter what is happening in the world now, all these things that we can perceive in our mind, they cannot determine us. They cannot disturb us or affect us. And that is true freedom. Peacefulness is not running away from our problems, running away from the world, get rid of the things that we don't like, we don't want, and get all the things that we want and what we like. That is not true peacefulness or happiness. We just need to go back to our true self, know who we really are. And that instant moment, that true and lasting peacefulness is there, beyond all these perceptions of the world. This world full of names and forms, colors, shape, sounds, smells, taste, senses, sensations, and thoughts. They exist. This world exists because of the mind exists. If there is no mind, there is no world. So what is good, what is bad? What is happiness, what is suffering? What is positive, what is negative? Nothing. Now let go of the past. Let go what you have heard, whether your mind agree or doesn't agree, whether your mind can understand or cannot understand, let it go. Forget the future. Stop imagining. Stop anticipating about this and that that's going to happen. Keep the mind, concentrate at this present moment now, on where you are, on what you are doing. And now, you are in this room, lying on the floor, in Shavasana, relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, and you are breathing. The only activity now is your breathing. Be aware of the movement of your abdomen. As you inhale, the abdomen rises. As you exhale, the abdomen sinks. If at this present moment now, your mind is agitated, not relaxed, then you can control the breath, slow down the breathing, prolong the exhalation. This can help you to calm down the body and the mind. Because the mind is influenced by the energy field in the body. And the energy field is influenced by the position or the movement of the body and the breath. That's why yoga emphasizing on the yoga asana poses and the breathing exercises to help us to purify the energy, to calm down the energy, to balance up the energy, to unblock any energy blockage, to conserve the energy, to generate more fresh energy into the system, and to channel this energy for higher purpose, for spiritual realization, for self-realization, to know the truth. Now if at this present moment now, your mind is calm and relaxed, then you don't have to control the breath. Let the breathing be natural. This is a great wisdom. We need to do all this practice because there are impurities in our mind and we need to purify the mind. That's why we need to do a lot of yoga practice regularly, constantly purify, until one day there's no more impurities. When there is no impurities, what do you need to purify? Nothing. If there is no impurity, there is no need purification, no need of practice. It is the same. When there is ignorance, we need wisdom to remove ignorance. But when there is no ignorance, there is no need wisdom it is the same. When there is a lot of negativities, we need positivity to counter this negativity, to overcome this negativity. But when there is no negativity, there is no need positivity. Understand this, you will know what is non-dualism. And yoga is about non-dualism and is not different from the teaching of Buddhism. It's all about non-dualism. If you really know what is non-dualism, you will be free from all kind of comparison and judgment and expectation. No judgment, no expectation. Because you will know everything that we can see and hear and smell and taste and touch and think in the mind, they all are being what they are. Everything is just being what it is. They are not good, they are not bad, they are not positive, they are not negative. They are not something happy, they are not something suffering. All these things cannot make us happy or make us suffer. It is our own mind, our intellect, our ego. For example, we see something, the eyes see something, not us. The mind see objects, colors, shape, form, shape, through the eyes, the sense organ of eyes. And as soon as the mind sees something through the eyes, the intellect will start to react. It will start to categorize, this is beautiful or ugly, nice or not nice, good or bad, comfortable or not comfortable. And then the ego also will start to react. Nice, comfortable, beautiful, oh, I like. Not nice, not comfortable, not beautiful, ugly, oh, I don't like. And then the mind starts to have craving towards the things that the ego like, and start to have aversion towards what the ego doesn't like. And when this craving and aversion is not being gratified, not being attended, oh, the mind is very agitated, the ego is very not happy, very frustrated. Before we get the things that we like, before we get the things that we don't like, we are also full of tension, full of craving for the things that we want, full of fear about the things that we don't want. And when we get the things that we want, we are also not happy, afraid of losing the things that we want, afraid of these things that we like so much will change and will disappear. Eventually they will disappear. Everything is impermanent. Whether you go first or the things that you like go first. And when the things that you like finally disappear, you're very unhappy, very unhappy. And you crave for more. Either you want to get the things, the same thing back, or you want to get something else that will replace that feeling. And when we really get the things that we don't like, we don't want, we are very unhappy. And we will try our best to get rid of the things that we don't want, and if we couldn't get rid of it, we are more unhappy. And finally, we get rid of the things that we don't want. Eventually, the things that we don't want will disappear. Whether we don't do anything, they will also disappear, go, pass away. And when the things that we don't want pass away, we are still not satisfied, still not happy, still being disturbed by the experience of getting the things that we don't want, full of anticipation that in the future I don't want to get this same thing again, full of tension, full of thoughts in the mind that I don't want this, I don't want this, or I want this, I want this, or I don't want this. There's not a single moment there is no thoughts, no desires in our mind. That's why it's called the mind. When there is no more thoughts, when there's no more desires, when there's no more craving and aversion, there is no mind. The mind doesn't exist alone. It's not an object. It's not like your heart is there. you can open up your chest and you can see your heart is there. But this mind, where is it? Cut open your body. Can you see where is your mind? No. But the mind is there. When you have these thoughts, when you have this awareness, when you have this consciousness, you are conscious about this and that. You are conscious about good and bad, happy and sad. And this is called the mind. And this mind creates this world of names and forms. That's why it's not about being at a very peaceful place. It's not about getting off the things that you don't want to see, you don't want to hear, and you will be peaceful. No. It's to deal with your own mind. Deal with our own mind. Be the master of our own mind, not the mind controlling us, overpowering us. And we will be free. All the judgment, comparison, expectation, all the good and bad qualities, positive and negative, happiness and suffering, everything comes from the mind. It's not from the object out there. All the object out there has no quality or intention to make us happy or not happy, to be good or to be bad, or to be positive or negative. It's our own mind judging this is good, this is bad. And when we encountering this is so-called good, wow, we feel good, we feel happy. When we encountering this is what the mind says is not good, oh, we are not happy. That's all. We are being disturbed by our own mind. We are being determined by our own mind. We are conditioned by our own mind. And we can be free from that. When you understand this, you will stop complaining about anything, anyone. There is no more unhappiness. You will accept the reality as it is. You will accept the truth of everything as it is. And everything is just being what they are. They are not something good or something bad. And this is the state of non-dualism. And when we know the truth of things, when we know the truth of ourselves, we will know that we are selfless. There's no mind, there's no intellect, there's no ego, there's no I. There's no separateness between I and everything else. And this is the state of oneness, non-separation, non-separateness. And this non-separateness, selfless, allow us to fully know or understand what is compassion. We cannot avoid action in this world, in this existence. We cannot avoid action. Even the things that so-called non-living beings, like the sun, the air, the water, the earth, and the space, these elements, they are not like us. They are not like us, like a living being born into the world, have this body, and this body will grow, and then it will stop growing, it will start to decay, and we will experience weakness, sickness, pain, happy feeling, unhappy feeling, and then this body will decompose. These elements, they also experience change. The sun is not the same every moment. Yeah, it also experiences change, impermanent. The water also is constantly changing. The earth also constantly changing. The air also constantly changing. The space also constantly changing. Try to understand this. This is the law of impermanence. Whether living beings or non-living beings, they all experience impermanence. It starts from forming and then experience change. It will sustain, it will change, and then it will deform. Everything. Everything. But look at the sun, the air, the water, the earth, and the space. They are constantly performing this action of giving and providing. Try to understand this. What is giving and providing? Without them, nothing exists, yeah? We don't exist without the sun, the air, the water, the earth, and the space. They exist for all other things to exist. But they have no intention to give and to support other things to exist. They have no expectation that other things will exist because of them. They have no expectation of all these things to be grateful and thankful and appreciate of what they give and provide. No. They have no discrimination of good being and bad being, happy being or sad being, ignorant being or wise being. No. They give and support all, everyone, everything to be exist in this universe. And they continue giving and giving. It doesn't matter people condemning the sun or the water is too much or too little. It doesn't matter. So what is the difference between all these elements and us? They are still performing action, and we are also performing action. But their action is selfless. Their action is compassion. Without intention, without expectation, without discrimination, without attachment. They have no idea that they are giving and providing to all these things to exist. They have no thinking mind. That's the difference. They have no thinking mind. They have no selfish ego. They have no intellect to judge good or bad. What is criticism? What is praise? And gratefulness and thankfulness. If the sun, the air, the water, the earth, and the space has a thinking mind, has an ego, has an intellect, this universe cannot exist, that I can tell you. It's chaos. Because so many things happening in the world that is really unfair and not right. The sun will be very angry. The water will be very angry. The earth will be very angry. And have like and dislike. Oh, I only give you. I like you. Oh, I don't like you. You're not good. I don't give you. No. See, this is the difference. Selflessness. And our true self is not different from this selflessness. And if we know what is selflessness, it naturally, we are not separated from compassion. All this action that we are doing, whether it's for our own self, cleaning our own body, take care of this body, eating healthy food, doing some exercise to maintaining the fitness and the health of this body, doing some meditation, reading some philosophy for the benefit of our mind. All this action that we do for our own self is out of compassion. Compassionate towards your own self as one of the being. Compassionate towards yourself and be nice to yourself. And also, we are also performing a lot of action. It's not for ourselves, but for all other beings and the world. Yeah? Be nice to your friend or people that is not your friend. It doesn't matter. When you know what is selflessness, there is no more separation between you and everyone else. There is no such thing as I or you. There's no such thing as my family or not my family, my friends or not my friends, people that I know or people that I don't know, people that are good or people that are bad. There's no more separateness. All are same, including myself is also one of the being. I do not neglect myself. Most of us will misunderstand not selfish means be thoughtful for other people and don't think for yourself. No, that is ignorance. That is not selflessness. That is not unselfish. True selflessness is there is no more different, no more separation between you, yourself, and everyone else. You will see all equally, including yourself is also one of the being. You will be kind and compassionate to all being, including your own self is also one of the being. There's no more conflict. There's no more things that, oh, I have to take care of other people, I have no time for myself. No such thing. You have to take care of yourself. You have to know what is selflessness. You know how to be happy and peaceful. Then only you can share this peacefulness and happiness to other people and take care of other people. And this is yoga. To realize our true self and to realize selflessness and compassion, we cannot avoid action. And this action, if it's coming out from selflessness, coming out from compassion, it is not touched by karma. It won't create cause and effect. This action is the same like non-action. Yeah? Action means karma, cause and effect, you will create some karma, good karma or bad karma. If you perform good action, you will get good karma. If you perform bad action, you will get bad karma. This is the law of cause and effect, law of karma. Very important. This is yoga. If you want to learn yoga, you need to know about this. Even though you cannot completely understand, even though you cannot completely agree with that, it doesn't matter, but you need to know about this. Because that is the basic for you to start to walk on the path of yoga. And yoga is to teach us how to stop generate karma. Because as long as there is karma created, we cannot escape this mind. This mind, this body exists because of the karma. And this karma starts from the initial thoughts of craving. Because of the initial thoughts of craving, we have like and dislike, we have want and don't want, we start to have action, getting the things. Or pushing away the things. We start to have action. And this action, if our action are good, it will create good karma. If our action is not good, it will create bad karma. That's all. Or not good, not bad karma. Neutral karma. And we have this continuously, the wheel of birth and death. Forming and deforming, and then go into another life form, forming and deforming again. Never stop. And yoga is to teach us how to stop this wheel of birth and death. How to exit the wheel of birth and death of existence. Our true self is beyond existence, beyond non-existence. Anything that exists will stop exist. Our true self is not exist or not exist. Our true self is always there. Before existence and after existence, the true self is always there. It is without a beginning, without an ending. Beginningless, endless. Anything that has a form, it has a beginning. It come into the world, exist, and then it will change because of the quality. It will change, and then it will disappear. It will deform, and it will stop exist. So anything that exists has a beginning, has an end. But our true self is beyond all this. And if we know the truth of all this thing, it's nothing but forming and deforming, including this body and this mind, all the thoughts, all the feelings, all the sensations. We will stop attaching to all these things. When we stop attaching to all these things, we will not be disturbed by all these things, including this body, this mind, whatever we see and hear and smell and taste and touch and think, whatever is the condition of the world, whatever the condition of your life, whatever you're experiencing, is nothing. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Now one more time, forget what you have heard. Concentrate at the present moment now on the breath. Don't try to analyze anything. Don't try to attach to anything that you heard. This wisdom, this knowledge is there with you. I don't give you this knowledge. It's in you, in everyone. It's there. This knowledge is not becoming more when I tell you about this. If I don't tell you anything, doesn't mean that this knowledge is becoming less. No. This knowledge is always there in you. You just need to realize it. Now gently move your fingers, move your toes. Bring the feet together, stretch your arm over the head, stretch your spine, stretch your body. And slowly come up to a sitting cross-legged position. You can sit on the cushion behind you, make yourself comfortable. Hands chin mudra, the index finger and the thumb gently touching. Back straight, shoulder relaxed. Eyes closed gently. Now you know your body best. If there is any physical limitation or injury that you cannot perform certain exercise, then don't do it. Or you can make some adjustment. You are your own best teacher and doctor. No doctor or teacher know your body but your own self. You have to be responsible for your own body and learn to accept your body as it is. At this present moment now, this is the condition of your body. This is what your body can do and cannot do. Respect your body. And this is impermanent. The condition of the body is impermanent, it will change. Sometimes our body is more strong, more flexible. Sometimes our body is less strong, less flexible. But from moment to moment, accept your body as it is. And that is yoga. It's not about doing the exercise, but it is able to accept every moment as it is. Now let go of judgment. Not judging the exercise that you are doing, whether they are easy or difficult, comfortable or not comfortable. Let go of judgment towards yourself or your performance, whether you are good or not good, flexible or not, all these are not important. And let go of comparison. We cannot compare with other people because everyone has different body type, different physical limitation, different experience, different personality, and different goals. And we cannot compare ourselves with ourselves in the past experience, because from moment to moment, the condition of our body and the mind is changing. It's not the same. So be very open-minded for what your body can do and cannot do. Never prejudge ourselves from the past experience. Oh, in the past, I have this injury. My doctor said I cannot do this, so I will never do this. No prejudice. Oh, yesterday I did try already. I cannot. So today I don't think I can do it. No. This is the habit of the mind. Yeah? But learn to let go of this habit. Now observe the natural breath as it is. Before we move into the silence, I need to explain to you how to observe this natural breath. Allow the breathing be natural, not trying to interfere with the breath or to control the breath. Let it be natural. Be aware of the air coming in and going out from the nostrils. Not comparing to the breath, not judging the breath as slow or fast, and not having any expectation what benefit we are going to get from observing the breath. Let go of expectation for the result or the benefit from the exercise that we are doing. The benefit or the result will come naturally without us thinking about it, without us expecting anything. And the truth is, the breath itself is not slow or fast. Remember this. This slow or fast is coming from our own mind. We will start to compare the breath. Something is slower than this is called slow. Something is faster than this speed is called fast. And we will judge when the breath is slow. We will judge it slow. When the breath is fast, we judge it fast. But the breath itself has no quality or intention to be slow or fast. If you don't understand, I explain another thing. The speed of walking. All of us is walking in the same speed now. But all of us is familiar with this different speed of walking. One of you will say, oh, why are you all walking so fast? Because you're familiar with a slower speed. And one of you will say, oh, why are you all walking so slow? Because you're familiar with a faster speed. But that speed of walking itself is not slow or fast. Try to understand this. You will start to let go of any judgment towards anything, because this judgment is coming from our own self, very subjective. It is not the truth of the things. This is called false understanding, false knowledge, illusion. And this illusion creates a lot of doubts, ignorance in us, creates a lot of fear and worry in us. And once we let go of this judgment, this false understanding, the truth is there. You will know the truth of the things as it is. The real truth of things. Not coming judgment from our own mind. And by doing this practice of observing the breath as it is, by keeping the mind concentrated at the present moment now, from breath to breath, not letting the mind wander to the past, not letting the mind wander to the future, and then letting go of judgment, comparison, and expectation, the mind will be free, free from duality, free from thoughts, free from past and future. The mind is emptying itself. When the mind is empty, it is calm and still as a mirror, without impurity, no dust on the mirror. Without shaking, the mirror is holding still, not moving. When you look into the mirror, that is very clean, without impurity, without dust, and it's not moving, you can see your true self as it is, very clearly. But if the mind is full of dust, full of impurities, the mirror is full of dust, the mind is full of impurities, and the mind is always moving, the mirror is shaking, and you want to look at yourself from the mirror, you want to know the truth of yourself from your mind, you don't see the truth. You don't see your image clearly. This is what's happening. So all this practice, concentration, and then from meditation, you will go into meditation naturally, when the mind is still, no past, no future, free from duality, free from impurity. And this mind itself, without any intention, you want to know the truth will reveal itself to you, naturally. Insights will come up, wisdom will arise within you. But if I have this idea, I am now sitting here meditating, and I'm meditating on the breath, and I'm going to get something out of this meditation, then you can sit here for 100 years, you won't go anywhere, you won't get anything. But once you let go of all these activities of the mind, let go of attachment, let go of the past, the future, let go of judgment, comparison, let go of expectation, without intention, without expectation. If your mind wanders away, you bring it back again and again without feeling frustration. Be very patient with your mind. If your mind is being disturbed by the noise from the outside or from the sensation in your body, sitting here for a long time, feeling numb or pain or whatever, but know that it is just the mind being disturbed. It is just the body being disturbed, but not you. You are the witness.